This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and extremely tolerant Elisa Profumo, because today is the show that almost didn't occur. Huh?
Is this like Freaky Friday or Friday, Friday the 13th?
I was having a great morning. I went to the gym. I trained. I sauned. I laid in the tanning booth so I can maintain this nice dark tan I've developed in Mexico. Coming to the studio with plenty of time to spare to do things. And then I have a moment of complete stupidity. I butt dialed.
You heard it from him, not me.
I butt dialed my phone, and as I went to hang up so the call wouldn't go through, the door closed in my car, and my keys were still inside the car. Okay, so still not a panic, right? I'm like, okay, no problem. Elise is on her way to the studio. I'll just call her and tell her to bring my spare key when she gets here, and the emergency is averted, right? I reach into my pocket to get my phone back out of my pocket to call Elisa, and I feel something in my pocket. What is this? It's Elisa's keys. I'm like, wait a minute. I not only stranded myself, locked out of the studio, locked out of my car, but I stranded Elisa because I have her car keys. So I call Elisa up, and I tell her the story. Luckily, one of my neighbors drove me to the house. An emergency averted. But you see how fast a perfect day can turn into a mess? It's just amazing.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, but it is, we are here and we're ready to do this show. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, we have lots of good things to talk about. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think that I wanted to start with the fact that we're going to have to try to give away the four box of Quest protein bars again at the end of today's show.
Yes.
Because apparently nobody listens to this show that likes our Facebook page because nobody's claimed the four boxes yet.
No, so we have a new name today.
And we will announce it at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. It may be you.
Yes.
What about, so let's talk about childhood obesity for a second.
Okay, so I was, I had to drive to a town near Lexington this week. It was about an hour drive, and I was listening to the morning talk show, here, a local show, and the host, Leland, was talking about childhood obesity. He was talking about the fact that kids are tweeting now about how they hate school lunches. They won't eat the school lunches. They take pictures of it and call it slop. I mean, he was really, really with it, talking about how the government should stay out of our food. And
right.
And it was a good conversation. So on this particular radio program, they have people call in. So he was having people call in to talk about what they thought about
childhood obesity. Child,
because the schools are now going to send kids home with letters if they're obese. We've talked about this before on the show.
Yeah.
And
all this stuff they talk about in the mainstream, we've talked about months and months ago.
Yes, because we actually had the letter that we read on the air.
Right.
But anyway, so at least my point is that at least mainstream is now talking about it. But so they're talking about the fact that kids have to take these letters home if they're obese to try to get their parents involved. And so this caller calls in, and it was like 11:45. And so he says, well, I'd like to give you my opinion on obese children. I don't think this is right. And then he says, oh, excuse me for 1 minute. And then he said,
you hear the little voice come out of the speaker, can I help you?
Can I help you? And he goes, yes, I'll take a number one, please, with a large Coke. And the host, Leland, says, where are you, man? And he goes, well, I can't say the name on the air. He goes, well, what did you order? And he said, I ordered a cheeseburger with large fries and a large Coke. And Leland says, did you supersize that? He goes, no, I'm watching my calories today, which I find that very ironic. He's at a drive-thru fast food restaurant ordering Coke and French fries.
Right, right.
And here he's calling in about obese children.
Yeah, and saying that they should be left alone. And see, what I wish Leland would have said was, sir, do you mind answering this question for me? Are you moderately or even greatly overweight? I would, because let's face it, who's going to defend let people eat whatever they want and get as fat as they want but other people who have that problem?
Well, good for these kids, though, tweeting that their food is slop and they don't want to eat this. And,
yeah.
You know, good for them.
Yeah, I'm happy for them.
Okay, so now I have a joke for you.
Okay, what is the joke about, Elisa?
The joke is about obesity. An obese man went to the doctor to try and learn how to lose weight. And the doctor tells him, okay, I have a new diet for you that I'd like for you to try. And he's all game for it. He's, you know,
excited.
And he goes, what is it? And the doctor said, okay, I want you to eat normally for 2 days. And then on the third day, I want you to skip. And he said, okay, I think I can do that. That sounds, you know, pretty reasonable. So he goes home and the doctor made an appointment for him to come back in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks later, the man comes in and he's lost 20 pounds. And the doctor says, wow, you're doing great. This is awesome. And the guy says, I don't know if I can keep this up, though. He goes, that third day is killing me. And the doctor says, what's wrong? Is the hunger killing you? And he goes, no, it's from skipping.
Everywhere. Yeah, that's cute. And so that's obviously a joke about the every other day diet or one of the fasting diets out there,
mm-hmm.
which we did a show with Dr. Krista Varaday,
yes.
The every other day diet for people who want to lose up to 12 pounds in 4 weeks. And, you know, even Adele just recently talked about periodic fasting twice a week.
Instead
and how effective
of intermittent
it is.
Fasting.
Yeah, fasting twice, 2 days a week. I think it's funny that I had just fasted for 48 hours, and in that post, Adele said, and for God's sakes, please don't fast 2 days in a row. And I wonder if he did that for me, because I had just fasted 2 days in a row.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, but anyway.
But you know, that when you first did that interview with Krista Varaday,
yeah.
And her name of her book is The Every Other Day Diet, and she says you can lose 12 pounds in 4 weeks. That wasn't my goal, but I did do some every other day dieting.
Fasting.
Fasting. Yeah. And she says to do 500 calories. Adele on his blog post, Subversity blog post, he says 800. So somewhere in between there, I kept a
because I remember
journal.
Some days you had 600.
I kept a journal. Yeah. Some days I would have 5. The other day I would have 600. But it really does work. I'm going back to that. Starting on Monday, I'm going to go back to that every other day dieting for a while. And I think like Adele said in his blog, for me, I only need to do the low-calorie day.
Right, and not a complete fast.
Not a complete fast for 2 days a week.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it every other day.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it definitely makes a difference. And a lot of people have success with it. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to think about eating on your fast days.
Well, and that's the thing for me is because when you're prepping for competition, you have to eat 6 meals a day. And it's so intense.
Yeah, so much work. It mm-hmm. becomes work.
And this is easier.
Definitely.
Not that I want the easy way out, but
I not to change the subject. I want to talk about something before we go into the break because we only have a little bit of time left. And that is Amit Ram had posted a study from PubMed that contradicted what we were talking about, alcohol in mouthwash.
We talked about the alcohol content in mouthwash. And how it causes oral cancer.
Right.
And then the article that he posted from PubMed basically disputes that, saying that that's been a myth that's been circulating for a long time.
But I would say this to that. When you apply critical thinking, you realize and that hydroalcoholic transdermal gels, the penetration enhancing portion of that gel is the alcohol. And everybody who knows anything about transdermals knows alcohol allows things to penetrate the skin and the mucosal lining. So it stands to reason that a small amount of alcohol in the mouth would make mouth more permeable to anything that's in it to get into you systemically. So I would say that if you look at the pharmacodynamics of alcohol as a penetration enhancer and a vehicle for transdermals, there is evidence that it will allow things to get into the body through the skin, never mind the mucosal, which is even easier.
Well, and then my question to you was, just using critical thinking, alcoholics and people who smoke have the highest risks of oral cancer.
Right.
So alcoholics, if they have a higher risk of oral cancer, it's from the alcohol.
Right.
So.
Right. And I would imagine alcoholics smoke. And I would imagine that the alcohol creates a more permeable mucosal lining in the mouth and the throat, so that the carcinogens can get in easier. So I would say, while research may not be linking this alcohol in mouthwash to the permeability that leads to cancers, I would still say that its potential is there, because we know that alcohol is a transdermal vehicle.
Well, researchers aren't linking a lot of things that they should be linking.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I wanted to say about that is that there's options. They don't have to use the mouthwash with alcohol in it. So if there's any question about it, then why use it? Just use the Listerine has the naturals. Or the Aura MD, like we suggested.
I say Aura MD.
Aura MD is most natural.
And Aura MD, somebody, my daughter yesterday asked me, Sydney asked me, Dad, do you know what oil pulling is? I said, yeah. I said, why? She says, well, I've been gargling with coconut oil to do oil pulling. It's supposed to be good for your mouth and your gums and your teeth. And I said, just use the Aura MD toothpaste, tooth stuff I gave you. She goes, I'm out of it. So those people out there who believe in oil pulling, just use Aura MD. You're oil pulling every morning when you brush your teeth.
I mean, it's the best. You don't need to use the mouthwash that has the harsh chemicals in it.
And we were supposed to have it up there today, but it'll be up over the weekend. We have a special offer for 7 bottles of Aura MD from Trusted Health. For those people already out there who love this stuff, you can save a bundle of money on it. So that's going to be coming up over the weekend. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of great stories to talk about. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about the interview I did yesterday with Bruce Grierson about what makes Olga run. That should be interesting, because there was something I wanted to say during the interview, but I didn't, about you.
Okay,
so,
about me.
About you, yeah. And I didn't say it because it just didn't feel it was appropriate to do it at that moment. But we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. This is one of those things, I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight, because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now with Quest. Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, it's Tom Jones. Tom Jones. He's going to be in Nashville, right?
Yes, April 27th.
I want to go see him. I like Tom.
Don't you have a friend that knows him?
Yeah, I'm going to see if we can get, like, backstage.
Turn that up.
Elisa's rocking out. You like Tom Jones.
I do like him.
You think he's sexy?
He's kind of got that sexy thing going on.
That gruff masculine kind of thing.
Well, his music is sexy, too.
You know what's really funny? So a lot of people probably don't remember this because you're not as old as me. But when Tom Jones first hit the scene on the Ed Sullivan Show, he was so soulful, you know, his voice and everything, that people were like saying that he actually has black blood, that he had African American blood in him, that his grandfather or grandmother were African American, because they were like, this can't be a white guy singing like that, because he was so soulful, he had that gruff sound, that real bluesy sound and everything,
uh-huh.
That there were rumors going around that he had African American blood in him.
That's interesting. I know. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I know. Because you're not as old as me. That's why. Anyway.
Okay. So tell me about Olga.
So we did a show yesterday with Bruce Grierson, who wrote a great book where he followed a woman named Olga Kotelko, who is now 95 years old and is an elite master's athlete in track and field. In fact, she ran a 60 meter in 15 seconds, which is moving. I mean, 60 meters, that's like 6/10 of a football field.
And how long has she been doing all this?
Her whole life. That's the key. She's been doing it forever. She's been, you know, that's all she does. She lives for this. But the thing that he said was interesting about her is that she's active all the time. She listens to her body. She takes naps in the afternoon and she gets sleep at night, but she doesn't sleep consolidated. She sleeps for a few hours, wakes up, and actually does this massage thing in bed where she massages herself for 90 minutes and then she goes back to sleep. So she's always getting 7 to 8 hours sleep. But it's in polyphasic, it's biphasic. She doesn't get it consolidated. And then she takes naps in the afternoon when she needs it. But the rest of the day, she's up always. She's always doing something. She's doing her laundry, fixing her house, cooking, running, lifting stones for her workouts and stuff like that. I hear that, Tracy Anderson? She's lifting stones for her workout. And so I thought to myself, my God, like, that's Elisa. You never stop. You don't stop. And I almost think that sometimes you remind me of a shark. They say if a shark stops swimming, it'll just die because it needs to keep swimming to keep water going through its gills. You don't stop. If you sit down for a few minutes, you feel compelled to get up and do something. When you're on the phone with somebody.
Or if I'm sitting down, I'm doing something while I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
Like
cutting coupons. Right. And if you're on the phone with somebody, you can't sit and have a phone call with somebody. You have to be doing laundry or Swiffering the floor. And I thought, wow, maybe that's the answer. Maybe that is the answer. Maybe the answer is to constantly be in motion.
I've always been that way.
Yeah.
Always.
So, but anyway, so you found some research that shows that running in your youth, which I did, can lead to better executive function of the brain later on in life.
Yes. According to a new study that was just published in the Journal of Neurology, cardio activity in your 20s may be mean for you better memory in your middle age.
And see, I when I was in my 20s, when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, that's when the whole jogging craze hit the country.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that too. I ran 3 or 4 mini marathons. That's 13.2 miles. I mean, that was...
I ran between 5 and 8 miles every single day when I was in college.
Really?
If they plowed the snow out of the street and I had a path, I would run from my house in South Ozone Park. Anybody in New York, listen to this. I used to run from my house on 101st Avenue and 110th Street to Forest Park in Forest Hills. And then I used to run through Forest Park to the track in Forest Park. And then I would run 3 to 4 miles on that track. And then I would run back home. The trip to and from Forest Park from my house alone had to be 3 miles each way. And I did that 5 or 6 times a week. In fact, it became so boring to spice up my running because I was working at the, when I was a kid, I worked at the Aqueduct. Then I started running in the opposite direction. I would run from 101st Avenue, 110th Street to Aqueduct. And then I would run around the racetrack in the off season at Aqueduct, which is a mile and a half around the whole loop. I would do that 3 or 4 times and then I would run home again. So I was an avid runner. In fact, I had a guy come up to me once and say that I looked like a thoroughbred because I got so lean and I was so tan from running all the time. So there you go.
Okay. So in the study, the researchers, they studied 2,747 healthy participants at age 25. They followed them for 20 years. Okay, so they ran on the treadmill for an average of 10 minutes. That's nothing.
Maybe it was at real high speed.
They didn't say what the speed was.
Okay.
Until they were out of breath, on average 10 minutes.
That's not very impressive.
No. 20 years later, the same participants underwent the treadmill test again, and the average time fell 2.9 minutes.
Before they become winded.
They become winded.
Right.
And the ones who did the best on the cognitive test ran the best.
So they maintained, they maintained it,
and they ran longer, yes.
So aerobic conditioning is important. Now, you don't have to just run to get aerobic conditioning. You could do farmer's walks. You can push a sled, pull a sled. You can sprint. I mean, it doesn't have to all be long-distance running.
No, it doesn't.
But now, what is Tracy Anderson's clients going to do? Because she says you shouldn't run for long periods of time because it wears out your joints, and women shouldn't lift 2-pound weights. Where was Tracy Anderson 300 years ago when women were helping to farm and deliver babies? Who told them not to lift more than 2 pounds?
She is just, she's an idiot.
Yeah, she is. And if you look at her, she looks like she's waifish. In fact,
Gordon Waddell posted a link on my Facebook page, and he was ranting in this link. She's got a new method now for men.
Yeah.
And she said men don't want to be bulky. Men don't need to be bulky. They want to be skinny ripped.
Skinny ripped. And she says that excess muscle is no good when a study that was just published shows that the more muscle you keep past 55 for men and 65 for women, the likelier you are not to die.
Well, there's a picture of her on this. It's from Life and Times. Tracy Anderson introduces her men's only method. She looks horrible.
Well, first of all, she's so small, and she's still skinny fat. As small as she is, you can see no separation, no distinct muscular showing through any of her fat. As small as she is,
yes,
I would bet that she's insulin resistant.
She looks like it. And she says that people shouldn't, women shouldn't lift more than 2 pounds.
And they shouldn't lift things over their head either, right?
No.
Right.
No. Well, and, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, perfect example. At what was she, 37 when she was diagnosed with osteopenia?
No, osteoporosis.
Was
she
it
porosis? She fractured a bone. She fractured a bone because she's because there's no load bearing going on over there. And she's following Tracy Anderson. I feel bad for anybody who follows Tracy Anderson. Funny thing is, all of the comments that I'm reading on that website all say the same thing. You know, who is this girl? She's crazy. She has not, she doesn't know what she's talking. Everybody says she doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, she doesn't. So,
but the celebrities in Hollywood, they'll follow her.
Kim Kardashian, J-Lo. I mean, they all do.
Oh my God.
Just real quick too, I wanted to mention, I just saw a thing on the internet that Subway has said that they're going to have the, yoga mat material, azodicarbamide, out of their bread by next week. I guess their sales have dropped so much that it's forcing them to go ahead and make that statement, because they made the statement before they were taking it out, but now they've given a date.
So this is further proof that voting with your dollars works.
Yes.
And
yes,
you should vote with your dollars. That's right. What would you like to talk about next? You want to just go right down the list?
Sure.
So 12 bizarre examples of genetic engineering. I have this open here. It looks like it says mad science. So let's see what 12 bizarre examples of genetic engineering are. Glow in the dark cats. In 2007, South Korean scientists altered a cat's DNA to make it glow in the dark, and then took that DNA and colored other cats from it, creating a set of fluffy fluorescent felines. Why? That's the question.
Maybe because they could.
Well, maybe the problem is that so many people have lost cats in the dark, they couldn't find them anymore, so they figured this would solve the problem. What do you think?
Maybe. Okay, so the next one is an enviro pig, or Frankenswine.
Frankenswine. I like that.
Frankenswine. A pig that's been genetically altered to better digest and process phosphorus.
Hmm, interesting.
Pig manure is high in phytate, a form of phosphorus, so when farmers use the manure as fertilizer, the chemical enters the watershed and causes algae blooms that deplete oxygen in the water and kill marine life.
Wow.
So now they're...
Maybe they just shouldn't have farms with so many pigs in one spot where the poop is becoming that toxic. How about that one? Wow. I wonder what that's going to do to the pigs and the meat that you eat. The next one is pollution-fighting plants. This one sounds interesting because we know that plants what is it called again now? Isn't that funny? When chlorophyll...
The chlorophyll, yes.
The sun hits the chlorophyll. Photosynthesis. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists at the University of Washington are engineering poplar trees that can clean up contamination sites by absorbing groundwater pollutants through their roots. The plants then break the pollutants down into harmless byproducts that are incorporated into their roots, stems, and leaves, and release them into the air where you and I can breathe them. I don't know about that one yet. We'll have to see.
Okay, so the next one is venomous cabbage.
Interesting.
So scientists have taken the gene that programs poison in scorpions' tails and looked for ways to combine it with cabbage. Why would they do this?
They want to create venomous cabbage to limit pesticide use while still preventing caterpillars from damaging cabbage crops. So that means you and I will be eating this venomous cabbage. So if it can kill the caterpillars, what's it going to do to us?
These genetically modified cabbages would produce scorpion poison that kills caterpillars when they bite their leaves. Really?
But the toxin is modified, so it isn't harmful to humans. We've heard that before, haven't we? Well, it looks like we're not going to be able to be eating cabbage much longer.
Web-spinning goats.
A web-spinning goat, strong, flexible, spider-like silk, is one of the most valuable materials in nature, and it could be used to make an array of products, from artificial ligaments to parachute cords, if we could just produce it on a commercial scale. In 2000, Nexia Biotechnologies announced that it had the answer. A goat that produces spider web protein in its milk.
Stay away from goat's milk.
Oh my God, is this serious? This is scary science.
The
right
researchers
here
inserted a spider's dragline silk gene into the goat's DNA in such a way that the goats would make the silk protein only in their milk. The silk milk could then be used to manufacture a web-like material called BioSteel.
Oh, my God. This is scary stuff. Who would have ever thought of this stuff? Fast-growing salmon. We know about this, right? Aqua Bounty genetically modified salmon grows twice as fast as conventional variety. There's a photo here showing the two same age salmons. The genetically modified one is 3 times to 4 times larger. Company says that its fish has the same flavor, texture, color, and odor as regular salmon. However, the debate continues over whether the fish is safe to eat. And you know what's going to happen with this fish. It's going to get out in the wild, and we aren't going to have any regular salmon anymore. So watch that happen.
Flavor Saver Tomatoes. It was the first commercially grown genetically engineered food to be granted a license for human consumption. By adding an antisense gene, the California-based company, Calgene, hoped to slow the ripening process of the tomato to prevent softening and rotting while allowing the tomato to retain its natural flavor and color. Of course, it's FDA approved.
Yes.
They approved it in 1994.
Yeah, the FDA said, oh, the hell with people. Let's try this. Let's see what happens. If kids don't start being born with two heads, we did a good job.
But they were off the market by 1997 because they were too delicate to transport, I guess by truck, cross country.
Listen to this one. Banana vaccines. People may soon be getting vaccinated for diseases like hepatitis B and cholera by simply taking a bite of a banana. Researchers have successfully engineered bananas, potatoes, lettuce, carrots, and tobacco to produce vaccines. But they say bananas are the ideal production and delivery vehicle. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to shock people with what I'm about to say. We know that hormesis works, right? And vaccines theoretically work through the process that they are hormetins that challenge the immune system to make it ramp up. But the problem with vaccines is that vaccine manufacturers put aluminum, mercury, animal tissues, and all of the garbage in it that is the source of all the problems with vaccines. So theoretically, if you could expose somebody to something that would then allow them to build an immunity to that something, I'm not opposed to that. That's the same process that farmers who come in contact with fecal matter, they build a stronger immune system. It's when you start adding the mercury, aluminum, and all these other crap that these companies put in there as adjuvants and solvents and blah, 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 blah,
well,
blah.
Wasn't that the original idea of
yes.
Of a vaccine?
Yeah, it was.
Way back during John Adams' time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if they can put something in a banana that doesn't include mercury and aluminum and expose you to something and vaccinate you, I may not be opposed to that. However, with one big caveat, people need to know that the banana they're eating is there purposely for vaccination. They can't just let this stuff go into the food supply and say, well, we're doing this for the good of the better, you know, the better of the people. They don't need to know.
Well, that might not happen. We have a story to talk about later. There's a senator trying to, you know how some states now are saying that you need to genetically label genetically modified
right.
foods. He's saying he's got a bill up in the House now saying that he wants that to stop.
We have to talk about who he is because he is clearly a corrupt individual. He has been bought and sold. And you should know about this if he's in your state. Let me see. Did I do something wrong here? Okay, so the next one is less flatulent cows. We talked about this yesterday.
Oh, did you guys talk about that?
Well, we briefly, with Justin Rubin, I mentioned that they now have cows that are going to be genetically engineered to fart less.
What did he say?
He laughed. He says, well, I guess if you followed cows around, you could probably selectively breed cows that fart less. He says, but the real problem is the feeds that they're feeding them. Cows aren't designed to eat corn, grain, and soy, so they fart a lot. When they eat grass, they don't fart as much.
Well, that's the methane, and they're saying now that methane, well, that's what they're blaming global warming on is the methane.
Yeah. So these cows will not fart. They will not make methane as much, and subsequently they'll be genetically modified to eat corn, grain, and soy, stuff that they're not designed to eat, and make less farts.
It's produced by a bacterium that's a byproduct of cows' high cellulosic diets that include grass and hay. I guess it's from...
That's not what it is. It's from the corn, grain, and soy. Let's be honest. let's be honest about this. These cows that they're, that these big farms where they're raising cows, where they have 50,000, 60,000, 80,000 head of cows, these are the cows that are, this, these are the farms that are really blasting a hole in the ozone layer. Then these cows aren't eating grass. These cows are in pens. They can't move. They're eating corn. They're eating grain. They're eating candy. They're eating crap. Cows that, that live natural lives fart, but they don't fart as much as those cows that they're feeding the wrong feeds to.
They've designed a line of cattle that creates 25% less methane at the University of Alberta.
But here's what I don't understand. Why hasn't some company come along and said, let's put balloons on the back of these cows and collect the methane, and we could sell it to people for their gas stoves and stuff? I mean, if cows are making that much methane, that's a source of fossil fuel right there. Why aren't we using that to do something? Heat homes with it or something.
There you go. You ought to start a new business, Carl.
Yeah. We'll call it Catching Cow Farts. We have a couple more of these to do, but we have to take a break first.
Okay. We can finish it when we come back.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back.
I like that song, too.
Yeah. They're all good. All right, so the next one.
Bizarre
genetic engineering events. Here
this one surprised me. I hadn't heard this.
Me either. Trees are being genetically altered to grow faster, yield better wood, and even detect biological attacks. Proponents of genetically engineered trees say biotechnology can help reverse deforestation while satisfying demands for wood and paper products. For example, the Australian eucalyptus tree has been altered to withstand freezing temperatures, and the loblolly pines have been created with less lignin, the substance that gives trees their rigidity. That's, I guess, they won't snap as easy. In 2003, the Pentagon even awarded Colorado State researchers $500,000 to develop pine trees that change colors when exposed to biological or chemical attacks. That's really interesting.
It says here that critics argue that not enough is known about designers' trees' effect on their natural surroundings.
Right.
They could spread their genes to natural trees or increase wildfire risk, among some of the drawbacks.
Yeah. Again, we're really messing with stuff that we don't know about right now. And I'm not saying that I'm completely opposed to it. Medicinal egg. Scientists have created a breed of genetically modified hens that produce egg. The human genes added DNA in spite of along with and
hatch. NMR with potential for treating
human interferon B. A drug modern
scientists just take genetically modified things. That's what
more and more. So anybody out there who wants to write a treatment for a movie, they're people, I would imagine, or they're going to they whatever the medicinal portion and use them. But what if, like, brought to instead of chicken and half human?
Oh, that would be a
treat. I mean, there are genes in here. These chickens could be born with hands and feet and heads like. Oh, just stand that one right there. Like that.
Super carbon capturing plants. Humans add about 9 gallons.
Oh, gigatons.
Gigatons. I'm sorry. I was watching you.
Pick my nose.
Pick your nose.
You know, if you ever pick your nose on the air, I'm going to let everybody know. I took my pinky and put it in the corner of my nose, and I'm picking my nose now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked up instead. Okay. 9 gigatons of carbon to the atmosphere annually, and plants and trees absorb about 5 of those gigatons. The remaining carbon contributes to the greenhouse effect and global warming, but scientists are working to create genetically engineered plants and trees that are optimized for capturing this excess carbon. Now he's using his knuckles instead to pick.
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
In actuality, they should just feed these plants to the cows, and the cows won't fart greenhouse gases anymore or something like that.
That's a good idea.
Let's see. Is there one more? I think there's one more.
Nope.
No, that was
it.
That was
that's enough, don't you think?
Well, and you have a story actually about farting cows, don't you?
Yes.
You want to talk about that now or you
want
to?
Yes, if you want to.
Cow farts have larger greenhouse gas impact than previously thought. And as a result, they are going to, as you can hear, bioengineer cows that fart less.
Well, there was a new study that was published in November of last year about the methane emissions that find the U.S. is spewing 50% more methane. We all talked about this, a greenhouse gas 21 times better at trapping heat than carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than the Environmental Protection Agency previously assumed.
Right. So cows are making more methane than we thought, and so we have to do something about it. And, of course, the thing we have to do is not feed the cows differently. Why don't they just get the cows Beano? Why don't they just put Beano in cow food? I thought Beano gets rid of gas. You remember that product that they used to advertise
Beano,
on?
Beano, yes.
Yeah, why don't they just give the cows Beano?
Why don't they just let the cows feed in the on the
grass?
Grass, yeah, like and, they're supposed to.
And also, why not go back to decentralized food supplies and let farmers have cows in different places so you don't have this big waft of methane hitting the sky? I mean, this is ridiculous.
I don't understand how that could be the biggest problem with our greenhouse effect.
Yeah, no, it can't be the factories and the cars that we drive or anything like that.
No,
it's the cows,
it's
the poor
cows. Flatulence from the cows.
I mean, really? I mean, so in other words, the cow.
What about human flatulence?
Yeah. Oh, don't say that because the next thing they want to genetically engineer us not to fart. And I, quite frankly, I enjoy farting once in a while. So I don't want to give that up. But no, it's like really, could the cows really be that big of a problem compared to all the cars and factories we have? The cows are a bigger problem than cars and factories? Really? I just can't believe that. I don't know why. I mean, I've been on farms, and I got to be honest with you. I've been on farms a lot, and I've never heard a cow fart.
I've never heard a cow fart. And
I mean, your father raised cows.
Yes, I was around cows all the time. We used to
pick
up.
Did you ever hear a cow fart?
We used to pick up their
dry turds.
Dry and use them as frisbees because they were so Rigid. Yes. Right. Yes. But I've never smelled.
But you ever hear a car? I mean, I worked on the racetrack. I've heard horses fart. Okay. They fart once in a while. I've been around cows. I've never heard a cow fart. Now, if any of you have ever heard of a cow fart, I'd like to know about it. I think these cows are being persecuted unnecessarily.
That's going to be the next poll up on Superhuman Radio.
There you go. Have you ever heard a cow fart?
Website.
Since we're talking about food, I guess there's some new information about tilapia, which I stay away from because you told me that tilapia is raised in filthy, filthy environments. Generally, I think that some of the tilapia that comes from Vietnam specifically is it literally grows in cesspools where there's human feces.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I forget the five. It's Vietnam, Thailand, Philippines. There's two other places that basically don't eat this. I just stay away from tilapia.
I don't eat tilapia anymore as a result of this.
No,
So can I go back to it now? Is this a good story or a bad story?
Recent studies have found that farm-raised tilapia may cause more inflammation. Farm-raised tilapia has always been a popular source for fish because it's widely available. It's also inexpensive. They've concluded that eating tilapia may actually cause your body more inflammation and cause more heart disease, arthritis, asthma.
And let me guess why. I already know why. Because tilapia are not eating what they would eat if they were wild. They're eating tilapia chow from Purina, right? It's corn and grain and soy and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
This is the same argument that they make about salmon. Farm-raised salmon is disgusting. It's bad for you. Because the salmon don't eat plankton and or whatever it is, you know, algae and the stuff that they normally eat. They're eating corn.
It says they have higher concentrations of antibiotics and pesticides. I guess because it says they're more susceptible to disease because of the crowded conditions in the fish farms.
Right.
So they have to give them more antibiotics.
Right. And they're also, the feed is not natural. In the wild, tilapia would eat algae and lake plants, but the farm fattened them up with GMO corn and soy pellets.
The pesticides used to treat these fish are so deadly that they've caused wild salmon to kill when they're exposed to them. So evidently the wild salmon are getting exposed to it from the farm.
So it kills the wild salmon when they're exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You said it causes the wild salmon to kill. I thought it made them violent and vicious. They started carrying knives and they would start stabbing other fish.
Yes,
we have violent
sometimes I get so excited, like my mind and mouth don't communicate properly with each other.
Your mouth gets ahead of your brain, I know.
Yes.
So anyway, yet another reason not to be eating tilapia. And let's see where we
Dioxin levels are 11 times higher in farm-bred fish compared to wild fish.
Yeah, it's scary. It's really scary. And we continue down this path, and the FDA says it's okay to eat. It's just scary. I don't know. I still won't eat I still won't eat tilapia.
Well, I used to like tilapia, but not anymore.
No. If we could take a break now, we'll get back on our clock here.
Okay, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the bill.
Whoa, what was that?
The bill that seeks to block mandatory GMO labeling by states.
We have a problem. Hold on a second. Let me see if this works.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, that was another disaster for the day. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We had to literally restart the server to get everything running again. This happens periodically. And unfortunately, it happened today. Okay. So
we wanted to talk about a bill that seeks to block mandatory GMO food labeling by states.
Who's proposing this bill?
Evidently, there's a congressman from Kansas who introduced legislation on Wednesday that would nullify efforts in multiple states to require labeling of GMO foods.
What's his name?
His name is Mike Pompeo. The bill dubbed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act was drafted by Mike Pompeo and is aimed at overriding bills in about two dozen states that would require foods made with GE crops to be labeled as such.
So we know one thing. What do we know? What can we say we know about Mike Pompeo?
That he's
a Pompeo. Other than the fact that he's a Pompeo.
I was going to say something really bad, but I shouldn't say it.
Well, we know that he's corrupt. We know he's bought and sold, right? We know this, right? What good reason would Mike Pompeo not want GMO labeled?
Okay, so the Center for Food Safety has put up an article that says that Mike has teamed up with the grocers manufacturers, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, right, and anti-labeling allies such as Dow and Monsanto.
Yeah, all the companies that stand, all the organizations that stand to benefit from people not knowing what they're eating because people don't want genetically modified crops in their food. So Mike Pompeo is clearly a shill for these organizations. So what state is he from? Oklahoma?
No, Kansas.
Kansas. So those of you who live in Kansas know that Mike Pompeo, who represents your state, is trying to derail some very, very important legislature here that will allow us to know what's in our food. So you know he's corrupt. You know he's a crook.
According to this, the bill prevents states from adopting their own GE labeling laws. It blocks any attempt by states to make it illegal for food companies to put a natural label on products that contain GE ingredients.
Mike Pompeo, you are a scumbag.
And it prevents the FDA from requiring companies to label GE ingredients and instead continue a failed voluntary labeling policy.
If those of you in Kansas vote for Mike Pompeo when elections come up again, you're fools.
It's not just Kansas.
It's
not just Kansas, though. The bill, which was crafted by the Grocery Manufacturers Association and Representative Pompeo has picked up two co-sponsors, Representative Butterfield and Blackburn.
What state are they from?
North Carolina and Tennessee.
Man, these are examples of the most corrupt politics. This is an example of what's wrong with politicians today. They are scumbags. They are going to sell us out here.
All three of these lawmakers serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which has jurisdiction over GE food labeling.
All three of these lawmakers have no right to be making food policy laws that affect you and I. Now, if Mike Pompeo wants to hurt the people of his state, I say so be it. They voted for him. But he wants to hurt the people of this country. And you know what? This is BS. This guy, somebody needs to get up and call this guy what he is. He's a shill for these organizations. He's corrupt. He's got to be taking money from them. Otherwise, why would he care that GMO? Why would he care if genetically modified crops are labeled in food labels? Why? For what reason would he care? What is it going to do to this economy? You know what? We don't want to eat genetically modified foods, Mike Pompeo. Feed it to your children and your grandchildren and your offspring. Let them get diseases from it. I say good for you. Do that. But stop trying to force everybody else to fall in lockstep with you. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. I mean, this guy is a horror.
Yes.
Mike Pompeo.
Okay, so...
He sounds Italian, I'm sad to say.
I know.
I'm really sad to say that.
Millions of dollars have been wasted on the flu drug Tamiflu.
They still testing it?
A new review finds. And really? Like, how long have they been talking about Tamiflu? Roche will not reveal the studies about the Tamiflu, yet the government continues to waste millions of dollars stockpiling the Tamiflu, and it's been proven to be ineffective.
Right.
Don't use Tamiflu. It's ineffective.
Well, if anything, Tamiflu was the one that was studied, I believe, that was shown to increase respiratory infections and illnesses in individuals who were received it.
It says here, researchers who have fought for years to get full data on Roche's flu medicine Tamiflu said on Thursday that governments who stockpile it are wasting billions of dollars on a drug whose effectiveness is in doubt. Why do they have to fight to get full data?
Yeah, I don't know. The same reason that we have to fight to get these companies to disclose that their vaccines carry risks when you take them.
There is no good evidence behind claims that Tamiflu cut hospital admissions or lessened complications of the flu.
And we know that it also led to a higher degree of respiratory infections in the young and the elderly that were given it.
The review's main findings were that the medicines had few, if any, beneficial effects, but did have adverse side effects mm-hmm. that were previously dismissed or overlooked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, our government has spent $1.3 billion in reserves of Tamiflu,
yeah.
And the government in the UK has spent $703 million.
Unbelievable. $703 million on Tamiflu.
And the U.S., $1.3
billion
on Tamiflu, and stockpiling it.
Yeah. Well, look, when
look,
you have people
that
like...
That $1.3 billion could go toward our deficit that we have right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. 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 And this further is an example of politics gone wrong. Politicians are the most corrupt individuals in the world. You know, what goes up on Capitol Hill is disgusting. It's terrible. I mean, this is horrible. This whole situation is horrible.
And now while we're talking about the Tamiflu, let's talk a little bit about the diabetes drug that Eli Lilly got hit with $9 billion in penalty over.
Right. Now, I want let's talk about that, because then I want to share something with you about that. So,
okay, go ahead and share.
Well, from what I understand, and I could be wrong about this, but I think I read that they made $10 billion with that drug, but they were fined $9 billion. So everybody's like, oh, $9 billion, but they still came away with $1 billion in their pocket from that drug. The government should have taken every penny they made on the drug and then some. So in other words, if they made $10 billion on that drug, they should have took 15. They should take the 10 that they made plus $5 billion more for punitive damages. But instead, the government lets them keep some money. What does that tell you? They still made $1 billion on it.
So evidently, they were in the U.S. District Court in Western Louisiana. The Eli Lilly was ordered to pay $3 billion, and the Takeda, which is their Japanese partner, was ordered to pay $6 billion, and it ordered $1.5 million in compensation to the plaintiff.
So wait a minute. So $1.5 billion to plaintiffs, you said?
$1.5 million.
Mm-hmm. $1.5 million was given to the plaintiff, which are the people that it hurt.
Yes.
So where did the other $8.9 billion go?
I don't know. The name of the drug was Actos, which is a drug used to treat type 2 diabetes.
Right.
It caused a patient's bladder cancer and by implication was responsible for other cases of cancer.
We know that Actos was dangerous a long time ago. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. I still don't think $9 billion is enough to for the number of lives that they've... I would like to see people go to jail. I don't think it matters until you start sending people to jail.
The spokeswoman for Lilly, Candace Johnson, said that the drug maker intends to vigorously challenge this outcome through all available legal means, well, including an appeal.
Yeah, of course they're going to appeal. They don't want to give up $9 billion. I think people need to go to jail. That'd be a different story. If you saw some of these executives from these companies going to jail for these types of things, like somebody at Merck, if they went to jail because of that COX-2 inhibitor that killed so many people, then you would see a difference in the way they handle things. But finding them when they're making hundreds of billions of dollars and finding them $9 billion, it's not a punishment.
In 2011, the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, actually reported that there was a 40% increase in bladder cancer and risk in people who used this drug for longer than a year, and it required them to put that labeling on their medication.
Right. So they knew about it even then.
It's been on the market since 1999.
You know, my father had bladder cancer. I wonder if he was on Actos, because he was taking diabetes medication back then.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's too late now. He's gone. Unbelievable. We actually have to take a break. I know it sounds like ridiculous after as long as we were off the air, but we have to take a break to get back on our clock here. And then we've got more good stories, and we've got listener questions and comments. We actually have somebody who wants to donate his facial properties to women out there. He said he'll fly wherever they live, too. We'll talk about that during the show.
Because one of our listeners called and said she wanted superhuman semen.
Yeah, she wanted some superhuman semen. She doesn't have a partner, and so we got to take her. So we'll talk about that later in the show as well. Stay tuned.
Oh, really? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutrition
nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. What do you want to go first?
Oh, I just wanted to mention that Harvard research finds link between fluoridated water, ADHD, and mental disorder.
Now, keep in mind, this is on the heels of the American Dental Association recommending that as soon as your children sprout teeth, you should start brushing their teeth with fluoridated toothpaste. The ADA is another group that needs to be extinguished once and for all.
It's just amazing to me. It said here, the fact is that fluoride is a known developmental neurotoxin, and practices of water fluoridation have long been proven to be ineffective.
And the ADA, I say it again, just recently released a study saying that you should start brushing your child's teeth with fluoridated toothpaste as soon as they sprout baby teeth. They're talking about infants putting this stuff in their mouths. And let's face it, you think an infant is going to spit when you want it to spit? They're going to swallow the toothpaste.
This research began in 2006, and both of the main researchers that are involved both agree that the reason for the increase in incidences of chemical-related neurodevelopmental disorders is due to the increasing number of untested chemicals that are being approved without proper testing.
Bingo. That falls on the heels of the FDA, on the doorstep of the FDA. The FDA is the one that's letting these companies poison yours and my children, the FDA.
The issue is just not the fluoridation, the water fluoridation, but also the vaccination in our children.
Really? This is what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the vaccines.
That's what it says here.
So this is a Harvard researcher that's saying this. This is not some right-wing or left-wing zealot, you know, nut job saying that it's vaccines, too, that are leading to ADHD.
Since 2006, the number of chemicals known to damage the human brain more generally, but they are not regulated to protect children's health, have increased from 202 to 214, writes Julia Meadow for the Sydney Morning Herald. The pair said this could be the tip of the iceberg because the vast majority of more than 80,000 industrial chemicals widely used in the U.S. have never been tested for their toxic effects on the
developing fetus or child. Mm-hmm. You know, and see, this is my point. And so what is the FDA doing? If the FDA is not the stopgap, if they're not the firewall to protect people from these types of things, then what are they doing? The FDA is another useless organization. They do nothing. And they make themselves look all important while they're doing nothing.
They're out supporting the senator who's writing a bill so that our food can't be labeled.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what? It's all about exploiting people. That's all it is. And they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Those people who work at the FDA, their children are being poisoned too, but they're too stupid to step up and protect somebody.
Okay, so let's switch gears and talk about something positive.
Okay, what can we talk about?
Food.
Ah,
glorious
food is positive.
Food. Yes. Well, you know, it's springtime, and springtime makes me think of asparagus because that's when most of the asparagus starts to bloom in spring.
I didn't realize how long it takes to grow asparagus. That's amazing to me.
It takes 3 years from seed to harvest for asparagus to grow.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Everyone makes asparagus pee, but not everyone can smell it.
Yes. So does that mean that it doesn't make everybody's urine smell funny? The sulfurous compounds in asparagus pee are highly correlated with a condition called specific anosmia. I wonder what that is.
The genetic inability to smell certain odors.
In an infamous blind smell test, 328 individuals were subjected to the odor of a man's urine after he had eaten asparagus. The majority of those who had experienced asparagus pee themselves were able to correctly identify the substance, while those that claimed their urine did not smell strangely after consuming asparagus were not. So could you imagine being part of this? We want you to smell this. What is it? It's a guy's urine. I don't want to be in this study anymore.
Okay, so chicken can help you farm your asparagus. There were some farmers in Maine who conducted an experiment, and what they did was release chickens in their asparagus fields, and the chickens foraged, and they ate the weeds, but they didn't touch the asparagus.
Wow, that's interesting.
So it didn't do any harm to the asparagus.
And so we're always talking about, you know, the China study talks about how, you know, the Chinese people eat so healthy, and we always look at the Asian diet. Well, guess what? China outdoes the world in asparagus production. They have over 57,000 hectares of asparagus in China. The next closest competitor is Peru with 27,000 hectares of production. And Germany is a third close behind at 22. The United States ranks fifth with about 14.4. hectares. And virtually all of it is in California, Washington, and Michigan. How do you like that?
Michigan is the self-proclaimed asparagus capital of the world. Two-thirds of the state's the county produces two-thirds of the state's spears and hosts the National Asparagus Festival in June each year to celebrate the harvest. Unfortunately, America's war on drugs has caused a decline in the local industry.
This is interesting. I've seen lots of white asparagus, but I've never eaten it. Apparently, white asparagus is not genetically altered in any way. Instead, the lack of pigment in albino spears results from the absence of sunlight. So if you grow your asparagus in the shade, it will be albino. How do you like that?
Well, and it's also very labor-intensive. Each spear is hand-picked as the tip begins to show through the surface of the soil. Farmers carefully excavate around each spear to a depth of 9 inches and clip it at the base. Wow.
Wow.
No wonder it's so expensive.
And sea salt was the asparagus farmer's original herbicide. So they use sea salt, I guess, to keep the weeds and stuff. The weeds and stuff from growing around. That's interesting. And, you know, they say that there's not enough sodium in plants now. Or is it potassium? No, it's potassium. I'm sorry. I take that back.
Asparagus plants exhibit sexual differentiation. Seed-grown asparagus results in a 50-50 mix of male and female plants. The flowers look slightly different between the two, and the female plants produce a red berry, a diversion of energy from vegetative growth that makes them less productive per acre.
For this reason, the main commercial asparagus variety are genetic male clones. Interesting. Love of asparagus inspired an ancient Latin saying. The emperor Caesar Augustus would bark, velocius quam asparagi quanterum, and which means faster than cooking asparagus, which can be loosely translated as get going already. Augustus was such a connoisseur of the elegant vegetable, he originized elite military units to produce it for him. The farm asparagus fleet made the rounds in the empire to import the best varieties back to Rome. Interesting.
Asparagus has, it's loaded with vitamins A, C, E, and K. It includes fiber, folate, and chromium. It's also a diuretic also.
Is it really?
Yes. I think that's why a lot of bodybuilders eat asparagus.
That's interesting.
It's because it's a diuretic.
I didn't know that.
It's packed with antioxidants, ranking among the top fruits and vegetables for its ability to neutralize cell-damaging free radicals. It may help to slow the aging process. I have some at home. I'm cooking tonight.
Listen to this. One of the many benefits is it contains high levels of an amino acid called asparagine or asparagine, which serves as a natural, diuretic. But that's interesting. I never heard of that amino acid before, asparagine. I guess it's only in asparagus. I don't think it's in whey protein. That's interesting.
It says to answer a question about the strong urinary or odor, the compound is, what is the compound?
Where are you? I don't see.
I'm down at the bottom of the article. But anyway, so it's very good for you.
I'm looking for that because that's the thing. So the old thing is that if you eat asparagus, it makes your urine smell, but it also, coming back to the facial thing, it's supposed to make your semen smell funny, too. So I don't know how true that is.
It says young asparagus contains higher concentrations of the compound, so the odor is stronger after eating young asparagus. So I guess the key is when you buy asparagus to get the older asparagus, the young is smaller.
Uh-huh, it's the baby asparagus.
The baby asparagus.
And it's more expensive.
And the older it gets, the larger the spear gets.
Interesting.
So we used to grow it on the farm, and actually asparagus grows wild around, my grandfather taught me this, asparagus grows wild around railroad tracks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we used to grow the ferns, so I can see, I know what the asparagus ferns look like, and I can drive past a railroad track and point it out. And they're edible.
So it looks like a fern, asparagus?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. An asparagus fern. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to roast some asparagus when I get home with our Seagate olive oil, sea salt, and lemon rind. You put the lemon rind on it, and it gives it just a little bit of a lemony taste.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Doesn't Alex Leaf live in Colorado?
No, he's in Washington
State. Washington State. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, because interestingly enough, Boulder, Colorado is once again listed as the fittest city in the United States.
They have been since 2009.
I know. What is it about Boulder, Colorado that gets them into fitness so much?
I don't know, but their obesity rate is only 12.7%.
So that's
compared to 38.7% or something like that here in Kentucky.
Right. And the reality is I think the national average is almost 40% now.
Mm-hmm. So we need to do that. What they need to do is take some of this money that they use for research and go to Colorado and figure out what the people are doing there and replicate it in all the other states.
Well, I can tell you what they're doing. They're probably exercising a lot more.
Yes.
And it's always cold up there. We know that people make love a lot more often in the cold. And I bet that burns a lot of calories. So they're probably having a lot of sex and exercising a lot. And that's it. And who has time to eat when you're doing all that?
So I just, while we were talking about this, I just thought this was interesting. The top 10 healthiest countries in the world: Sweden, Switzerland, Monaco, Greece, Italy, France, Spain, Andorra, and Japan, and Australia.
And that's it?
Yes, that's...
Where's the United States on there?
Well,
I mean, because let's face it, we have all the pharmaceutical drugs here, so we have to be healthier than them.
Japan is number one. Australia is number two.
France is three. Sweden 4, Italy 5, Spain, Greece, Switzerland, Monaco, and Andorra in that order. And interestingly enough, the average life expectancy in years in Japan is 74.5. I stand to be corrected, but I think the U.S.'s life expectancy right now is 68 years old. I think we're actually second from the bottom in life expectancy of all developed nations. And we take more drugs, and we have these wonderful, brilliant politicians, and like Mike Pompeo, and we have the wonderful FDA that watch out for us and guard us because we're the greatest country in the world, so they want to protect the people. And guess what? We are not the healthiest. We are by far the most obese and the sickest. Is it any wonder? But the people that are at the helm of this country, that are running the country, is it any wonder that this country is the sickest and dying the fastest and the most obese, and we take more drugs than anybody else? Jeez, whiz. When are they going to wake up there in Capitol Hill? Well, I guess they already know what they're doing. They just want to fleece everything. That's all.
I just want to mention this really quick. I am going for a follow-up next week on my thermography. And I read an article this week about there's still question about whether or not women should get mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to this. If there's question about it, then why do it?
Right.
You know, there's so much radiation right over your heart.
Right.
There's misdiagnosis more often than a lot of times they misdiagnose women.
Right.
To get treatment that they don't need. So why not just go for a thermogram?
The analogy I used to use back a long time ago was if you're walking down the street and you see like a grating in the sidewalk, you know, and this is popular in New York if there's subways, right? And you're looking at the grating as you're approaching, you realize it looks really, really rickety. It looks like it's sagging. It looks like it could cave in if you walked on it. Would you say to yourself, oh, I'm going to go ahead and walk on it anyway? Or would you walk around it? Would you err on the side of caution? Or would you go ahead and take a risk just to prove that it's strong enough to carry you? And obviously, most people with that are sensible would walk around it. So as your point states, if there's all these negatives about mammograms and there's all this discussion about whether you should or whether you shouldn't, then you shouldn't.
I have some quotes here I just want to read really quick. Screening for breast cancer with mammography is unjustified, especially for women under age 50. That was in the 2000 issue of The Lancet, the world's most prestigious medical journal. There is little evidence documenting that mammography saves lives from breast cancer for premenopausal women. That was in the 2003 issue of the American, the AMA, the American Journal of Medical News.
Right.
Doctors conclude mammographies offer no health benefits whatsoever, The Lancet. Mammography's so-called low-dose radiation may increase the risk of breast cancer. That was in the International Journal of Cancer.
Right.
And the last one, in addition, a 1997 consensus panel appointed by the National Institute for Health ruled that there was no evidence that women ages 40 to 49 mammograms save life. They may even do more harm than good.
So why get a mammogram? So the alternative is a thermogram, right?
Thermogram.
Now, the problem is that insurance companies don't cover thermograms, right?
But they're not outrageously
expensive. That's what I was going to say. So how much is a thermogram?
I think the first time I went, it was $130, and you have to have a follow-up visit 6 months later, and it's like $50. So for less than $200, you can go for two thermograms.
Why won't insurance companies cover it? That's terrible. I wonder if you have a health savings account, if you can write a check for a thermogram and then cover yourself.
I think so.
So then it would cover it then.
Yes.
If you have an HSA.
Mm-hmm.
That's even better. That's even better. Do we have any other stories we want to talk about?
Let's talk about the listener questions.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a couple listener questions and comments. I'm going to announce the third winner of the four boxes of Quest protein bars that we can't give away. So hopefully, this person actually listens to the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering.
and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing, and it will be cheaper for them to grow, and they will do better with it, and that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow, and those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive, the pesticides are expensive, and you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either. So your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back. True Iron Sports Nutrition, the all-natural sports nutrition supplement company for the serious athlete. Their product contain no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, and only sweetened with stevia. Elisa loves Revival 411, their all-natural intra-post-workout supplement which is a high-dose amino formula. And let's not forget their number one seller, Eminence. This pre-workout is the most complete and all-natural product on the market. They specifically engineered this formula to aid performance by utilizing all the necessary elements to help the serious athlete push past their limits. Go to trueiron.com and use promo code SHR20, that's SHR20, for 20% off.
You know, that product is amazing. Not only does it taste good, but one serving contains 4,000 milligrams of leucine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That four grams of leucine. That's amazing because it takes 3 grams to stimulate protein synthesis. So there you go.
2,500 milligrams of glutamine.
Yeah, so 2.5 grams of glutamine. That's great. Yeah, it's a really good product. It really, really is.
And it tastes great, too. And it doesn't upset my stomach.
And that's because it's all natural.
Yep.
That's most likely why it is. So anyway, we have listener comments and questions. We're going to try to give away 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. The first one I want to read is from Cliff Wicks. Cliff says, "Hey, Carl and Elisa, just listened to show 1298 about curing cancer with gingerol. I did some research and found that gingerol may also be helpful in treating arthritis." That's right, because it inhibits the cyclooxygenase enzyme. "I was wondering your thoughts on this and where I can purchase high-quality product. I don't see it a banner ad on the website anymore. Also, does Vitacost or anyone else carry one in capsule form that you might recommend? I can only seem to find a powder that's 5% gingerol, but I'm afraid the powder might cause some gastrointestinal issues or mouth sores. Thanks for all that you guys do." First of all, it will not cause mouth sores. In fact, ginger extract is good for your gums. It will make your gums healthier. And it actually is used as a tonic as a mouthwash, first of all.
Who's that from?
That was from Cliff Wicks. Okay. We have another ginger question, I know, and we'll get to that too. Absolutely helps arthritis. In fact, it is a very effective cyclooxygenase inhibitor, which is one of the leading causes of arthritic inflammation. So it's very, very good for that as well. I wouldn't be afraid of using the powder. In fact, I just use the powder and make tea out of it. And I drink it, and then I drink all the sludge at the bottom, which is the powder itself. I like it as tea in the morning. As long as it has 5% gingerol, it's standardized for 5% gingerol, you're fine. And I don't know about capsules. I haven't checked Vitacost, but I have to believe that Vitacost has ginger extract capsules. I know most health food stores do. We don't have it anymore. I used to have it. It was too much trouble. It was trouble getting it from India to get it fresh and then shipping it from here. And I was making very, very little money on it. And on top of that, it was just a problem. We shipped some to Canada and never got there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided, you know, this is not working. But I think if you Google bulk herbs, you'll find several bulk herb websites that'll sell you like a half kilo for about $60. But that would be the best I could recommend. And don't be afraid of the powder. It doesn't upset my stomach. In fact, ginger and ginger extract are used to quell nausea, to stop nausea.
I actually use the powder myself. It doesn't upset my stomach. I put it in my tea in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do too. Now, Elisa mixes it with her green tea. I just take a quarter to a half a teaspoon of the ginger extract, throw it in the bottom of the cup, add some hot water, and I drink that as tea in the morning. And it's great. I try the powder. I don't think, because you'll get a much better deal, a lot more of it for the price than the pills. Go ahead. You got one?
Okay. So this one is from Joe
Nasrallah.
"Hi, Carl and Elisa. I've heard Carl talk a lot about the numerous benefits of ginger extract.
Right.
I have a couple bottles of ginger extract standardized to 5% gingerols. Each capsule is 250 milligrams. What I'd like to know is how best to take the supplement to reap its benefits. Specifically, what dosages and timing would elicit the best results? I train heavy in the gym with mostly compound movements, i.e. squat, deadlift, etc., and also train to Brazilian
jiu-jitsu
a few evenings during the week. If you could answer this on today's Casual Friday show, that would be great. Keep up the great work, you two. Cheers.
I would absolutely take at least 2 grams a day. When my brother-in-law had lymphoma, I had him taking 6 grams a day. So I would take 2 grams a day. So I would take 4 of those capsules maybe in the mid-morning and four of them in the late afternoon to early evening, and just do that. And that will give you all of the benefits and even maybe enhance some fat loss. I think you have to take a lot more to see the fat loss. You got to go to subversity.com and look for that information, because Adele did a great blog on this. But I would say 2 grams a day, so 8 caps of that stuff a day. And once again, it gets expensive when you're buying the capsule stuff. You may want to go ahead and get some of the bulk powder. Okay, this one comes from Danny Gonzalez. I just heard last week's Casual Friday, and I would like to volunteer myself for semen donations. I'm in the Orlando, Florida area, but would be willing to travel. Thanks, Carl and Elisa. So there you go. So this is kind of like a matchup game. So we have Aaron, who lives on the West Coast.
Yes.
And we have Danny, who lives in Florida. And I think that the two of you need to get together. And if Aaron, if you want Danny's email address, email me or message me through the app, and I will forward it on to you. And maybe you guys can start a spa of sorts, doing facials. Who knows? So there you go. Anybody else out there who needs a partner to you take advantage of the semen facials, just email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll try to match people up. There you go. And look, Danny's willing to travel, but hey, maybe some girls can come to him. Who knows? Well, you guys can meet in the middle. So there you go. Hey, I like that one. I know. Lisa's looking at me like I'm nuts right now.
No, I'm not. Hey, yeah. Whatever works.
No, I know. It's like this. I think this is wonderful. I think that I got to be honest with you. I think Danny's brave to even put himself out there for this. This is fantastic. So hopefully Aaron is listening to today's show.
Oh, we have to do the, speaking of listening, hopefully our listener will be listening today that wins the 4 boxes.
We've been trying to give away 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. Now, this is our third attempt.
Does nobody even listen to Casual Friday?
Well, it's funny. It's so, we said, look, we're going to give this away to people who like our fan page. Well, apparently a lot of people like our fan page, but don't listen to the show. The last two people, we announced their names. We gave them each a week to reach out to us at onair@superhumanradio.com. And claim their prize, and they have not. So once again, we do this every time. So what, Elisa picks 2 numbers. I use the first number to load how many pages of likes that we have on our fan page. And then the second number I use to count backwards to find the person's name. So this is definitely a random approach. So Elisa gave me 2 numbers this morning, and we pulled it up, and Carly Gomez came up. Now, I got a feeling Carly's going to claim it, because I think Carly actually listens to the show. So I have a feeling that we're not going to have to try to give these away next week, but I could be wrong.
Carly, if you're listening, message me and let me know.
Yeah, let us know that you heard this.
Message Carl.
Yeah, just email. Carly actually has our email address. So just message us and say, hey, I want my 4 boxes of Quest protein bars, and we will make arrangements to ship them to you. Now, if Carly doesn't get in touch with us over the next week, then we have to do this again. This is going to become a joke.
These Quest bars are, I guess we're going to have to start eating them.
I know, I'm going to have to start eating them, I think. I'm not going to be able to give them away. So there you go. Let me see if I have something else here that we need to talk about. Just give me 1 second. I feel like there was another question here. We got that one. That was the one that you just read about.
That's it.
I think that's it. Oh, no. Dawn Blanken sent me this, and I think she sent it to me just now, because I think Dawn listens to the show live as well. She said, Vermont GMO labeling heads to the Senate floor next week. They are moving as fast as they can. I love this, Dawn. I hope that they get this on before Mike Pompeo has any effect on this. Today, the Senate Appropriations Committee voted unanimously, 7-0. God bless those people up there in Vermont to support H-112, Vermont's GMO labeling bill. The bill now goes to the Senate floor. Exciting stuff.
Okay, so I just wanted to announce that we will be launching our new website soon, probably within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it looks really good. I hope
awesome.
Everybody's going to like it. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, thanks for sending that, Dawn. I had a cough. Sorry about that. And I think that's it for today.
Yes.
And thank you for listening. And we've got lots of great shows planned for next week. Actually, Ginny Robards is at Paleo FX.
We should have her come on the air and talk about Paleo FX.
Maybe we can do that when she comes back. And also, I'm sure she's going to have lots of new guests from Paleo FX as well.
Yes.
So we will see you next week, and thank you for listening and putting up with all of the challenges today. This was actually the show that didn't want to happen, wasn't it?
But it happened.
But we got it done. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there. We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.